You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Oh, please, please, please be right after so long. Come on.
Did somebody? Oh, sweet lady.
Is it you? Is this the right place? Am I finally in the right place?
No, you're weak. Don't try to speak.
But I must. Are you the bishop?
I have the honor of that position here, yes. But please, I must give you water.
Are you cold?
No! Help! Can someone please help? I must get this woman inside! Gently, gently.
You. It's you.
The people helped me bring you inside.
Oh.
We thought it best getting you out of the sun. You were very tired.
Oh, you don't know the half of it.
Who are you? Where are you from?
It isn't important.
No one here knows you. But we found no horse, no mule. You cannot surely have walked here. Not at your age.
I didn't.
So how?
That's not important either. What's important is that I talk to you. I have come all this way to talk to you.
But I am not important.
You're a bishop, aren't you?
Merely a humble servant of the Lord our God.
That's why we need you. Why you can save the world.
I think perhaps the heat may have affected you more than I thought.
No, don't go. You're the only hope, our only hope. You have to come with me.
No, you need rest, recovery.
I need you to help me. I need to finish this, that's all, nothing more. Please, let me tell you why.
I am trying to help you, but you have to help yourself.
I am an angel.
What?
I fell from the sky. How else could I have come here?
It can't be.
Let me explain. Then walk with me and I'll show you proof.
But why would he send an angel?
Well, can you think of someone more deserving? Well, actually, yes, you probably could. Always thinking of others.
I don't understand.
Then listen. To a story starting in the past and ending, and I mean ending, in the future.
That's it. And another plank crossing that one. We don't want them getting inside.
But please, Mr. Shafranek, our things are still in there. At least allow us some time to collect them.
Today's events are not a surprise, Mrs. Vanner. You've known what was coming for days. You should have prepared more assiduously. I gave you plenty of time.
You barely gave us any.
We were distracted. I lost my husband, Maria, her father.
By his own hand. The ultimate act of selfishness. Cutting off all your income at a stroke. If you wish to blame someone, blame him.
He did not wish to leave us. He felt he had no choice. The insurance.
He thought the money would help. He thought it was the only way.
Then he should have read his contract more carefully before he jumped in the river. The companies never pay out to suicides. It prevents exactly this sort of abuse. It'll be there in black and white. As in my contract is what happens when you don't pay your rent.
Have pity.
I have bills to pay too, Mrs. Vanna. I can't simply shuck my obligations like your husband did.
You killed him! If he had not raised the rents, my father would never have done this. You killed him as truly as if you had pushed him off that bridge yourself.
I wouldn't say that too loudly, young lady. I might consider suing you for defamation.
You have no character to defame.
Don't test me.
Please, Maria.
Go ahead. Sue me. We have no money to give you, even if you won.
I'd move on if I were you, before I'm tempted to call the police.
My daughter, please, let us not make a scene. Come on.
You are a wicked man.
Come with
me.
An
evil man!
Goodbye.
Why did you make us leave? I had given him a piece of my mind.
That is precisely why I took you away. It wouldn't have made the situation any better.
I would have felt better.
And if you ended up in jail, how would you have felt then? And how would that have helped me? Do you think it's what your father would have wanted?
No, don't do that.
Do you, though?
No.
We have to stick together, Maria. Work together. It's just you and me now. Please.
All right.
Good. No. You must be starving. I'll get us some food.
You can't afford food.
For today, I can. Tomorrow, well, we'll see. But wait here.
Stupid Shafranek! Stupid man!
I can see the Alps. And all the snow everywhere.
Snow, yes. Still not exactly a fan.
I've always loved it.
Likewise. I've been to thousands of worlds, hundreds of thousands, seen sights beyond your imaginings, and yet I still think snow might be the most exciting thing ever to exist.
Really? It's so cold.
He was here. If I could just...
Hey, lady! You, lady. Yeah, come here.
What? Me?
You, yes. Yes, come here. Come over here.
No, thank you.
You have a wish. I make it come true.
Sure you do.
No. Truly, truly. You have a wish. I am a granter of wishes.
There's no such thing.
Who told you that?
It's obvious, isn't it?
You tell me that you do not believe in magic.
Yes. If wishes could come true, don't you think the world would be a bit of a nicer place?
People have to make wishes for them to be granted. And if everyone thinks like you, then who will do this? Go on. Make a wish. See what happens.
I don't have any money to give you.
Who said anything about money? Go ahead. Make a wish. Just one. I see you have one.
I wish my father was still alive.
It's not a good wish. The past is the past. I cannot change it.
I didn't realize there were conditions.
There are always conditions. Have you not read the stories?
Can you do this or not?
Wish and find out. You know what it is. You know what you desire to happen. Think about what day this is. Think about Mr. Shafranek.
How do you know about?
Be sure it is what you want, what you truly want. Because the stories tell of that also. About how it's never quite what you expect. About how it can go wrong. You know what they say. Be careful what you wish for. Well, do you have a wish?
I wish for the Krampus to be real.
Yes. Yes, that is a good wish. Yes, a very good wish. Very good wish indeed.
What was that?
I granted it for you. Like you wanted. What else did you think was going to happen?
Oh, this is silly. I don't know why I'm talking to you.
Well, the world is full of mysteries, is it not?
I'm going to find my mum.
Do. And try to be good. Today of all days. Try to be good.
Maria!
Mother! Mother, I'm sorry.
I told you to wait here. Where did you go?
Nowhere.
Stay with me. We have no home now. If I lost you, where would we meet?
No, you're right. You're right. I won't do it again.
You seem troubled, my girl. Is something the matter?
No. No, it's nothing.
I got you a pretzel. It's not your favourite, but, well, it'll do.
It's whole. You've not eaten any.
I didn't feel hungry.
Don't lie to me. You must eat some.
I can't let you starve.
Nor are you. We are here to help each other, yes? Protect each other. If you are too weak from hunger, I will be left alone. Here, take some.
Oh, you're right. Always you're right.
I know. Where do we go now?
The church. They may be able to offer us a bed, rest for the night. Maybe a little more food.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Taking sanctuary in a church, rather like I am now, I suppose. Life's full of little ironies, isn't it? You know, where I come from, they call this country Turkey. That's kind of amusing, really.
I don't understand.
You wouldn't.
I mean, I don't understand any of it. I'm confused. This city was aflame, now it is not. The girl and her mother? How do they relate to the others? To this Liv and this Helen and this doctor? They are clearly in the same city at around the same time, but beyond that? How do they connect to me?
Well, they're not connected to you at all.
Then why?
They're connected to the story. I did mention Antonia and Maria before.
Yes, I remember. Now you remind me. What was it? Yes, you said this Shafranek man threw them out of their lodging. Am I right? This takes place before the rest.
Exactly. I knew you'd get it eventually. You do need to pay attention, but it's all there.
So what happened to Liv and Helen and Christoph when they raced away from the imps?
I'm getting to that. Patience. We'll be back there soon. But for now, we need to go to church. We can skip ahead a few hours. Antonia and Maria had managed to secure a couple of beds.
All right. There you go.
But why must I sleep? It's too early for bed.
What else is there to do? You need all the rest you can get. Tomorrow may be a long day.
What was that? Somebody screaming outside.
I don't know. Oh, yes, of course I do. It's Krampusnacht. It's just people having fun.
Is that the Krampusnacht too?
It's some kind of tremor. Father! Father, are you there?
Yes, my child.
What's happening?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it's an earthquake.
An earthquake? But earthquakes don't happen here.
I thought not, except...
Are we safe?
I don't know. We should maybe move under a doorway. I think they say that's usually a good idea.
Then let's find one.
Yes. Yes, follow me.
Come on, Maria.
The missiles...
This doesn't feel secure.
The church has stood for hundreds of years. It would take a lot more than this for it to be destroyed.
You're sure?
What in... Sanctuary? But the...
If they think it's going to be any safer in here...
Yes. Yes, yes, I must.
No, don't move. It's not safe.
I can't refuse a request for help. I have to offer aid if they need it. It's my job.
Father, no!
It'll be all right. One second. I wait for one second. No, I can't offer that protection.
Mother!
What's going on?
Please, there's enough room for all. Calm down. I can...
Where do you run, wicked ones? Where do you think you can hide?
Devils.
The Krampus waits for you.
The Krampus?
Here. Let me guess. I must help you.
Is this a game?
I don't think so.
The fires must cleanse you.
Monsters? Are these monsters?
Oh, no. He's right. It's real.
Your time has come! Your sins are to be rewarded!
Maria, the back room, now.
But there's no way out in there.
Do as your mother tells you. Come on! Bed, across the door. Now!
But it's just a camp bed. It won't hold them back.
What did I just say? Do it!
Yes. All right.
Come on. Yes.
They'll get through.
Yeah, I know. That's why I need my shoe.
What are you doing?
Breaking the window. The way this place is going, I doubt they'll be too worried about the damage. Out you go.
Me?
Yes, but be careful. You could still get cut.
It's too small.
For me, not for you. Go. I think they're going to take me anyway. If I don't leave you now, they'll take us both.
I don't want to go.
For the last time, do as I say. You all right? No cuts, no bruises.
Where shall I go?
The fortress. It's the most secure place in the city. If anywhere is safe, it'll be there.
Come with me, please.
You know I can't.
This is all my fault.
Oh, don't be silly. How could it be your fault?
There's the bad little girl.
No. Coming with us.
Run, Maria!
I mean, it's going to be fine, obviously.
What?
You look worried. I appreciate it all getting a bit dramatic, so I thought I'd ease the tension. It's going to be okay, Bruno. I mean, how else would I be here?
That down there, the flames and the destruction, the giant goat monster trampling my city. That's your definition of okay, is it?
Well, no, clearly not, but that's not what I'm talking about. The Krampus and everything, that's all in the past. It's done and dusted, for me at least. For you... It's a little more complicated.
Nothing could fix that.
You would be surprised. I mean, really. I mean, I was. I wouldn't have brought you up here, Bruno. I wouldn't have shown you this if it couldn't be reversed. I'm not cruel. Nobody wants a tragedy at Christmas.
How? How can that be stopped?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. Although I suppose I am telling you, so I should probably hope that you will. Look, you get my point, don't you? That actions have consequences. That you're worth more than you know. That an action so small can affect so many.
I want to go home now.
Good man. Just a little longer. Where was I? Antonia going out the window, defenestration. Have you ever stopped to think about how wonderful it is that there's actually a word for that? I digress. She flees the church... Wanders the streets, lost. Oh, yes. This is where my friends come in.
Come on, come on! Get out of the way!
quite a crowd. Looks like we're not the only people heading for the fortress.
It's probably a good place to go. Only one road in. It's very secure. It never felt an enemy.
Yeah, don't say things like that. The kind of things we face, they eat statements like that for breakfast.
Hence going for this TARDIS instead?
Exactly. It's the best chance we've got. After the doctor giving himself up like that, I just hope he knew what he was doing.
I hope we know what we're doing.
I don't know if we do.
Oh, stop the car.
What?
We're barely keeping ahead of those things as it is.
That girl, there, Maria. She's a friend of mine. She lives on my street.
Well,
she's the one who lost her dad.
Then we should definitely pick her up.
I was thinking pretty much the same.
Maria!
Christoph! What are you doing here?
Trying to stay alive. Get inside.
No, it's fine. I don't
just
need...
Just do it. Get inside. Thank you. Oh. These are my friends, Liv and Helen.
Hello.
I'm Liv. She's Helen.
Thank you, but maybe you shouldn't be helping me. This is all my fault.
Don't be silly.
It's really not.
But...
What about your mother? Is she out there?
No. Those creatures, they took her.
Yeah, know how that feels.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do this to anyone. I just thought it'd take him. I didn't think it'd take everyone else. I didn't want this to happen.
Look... Seriously, this isn't your fault.
Whatever you think you did, you didn't. This is something else.
I wish it was.
Oh, nearly there. Those gates look rather imposing. Do you think they might keep the imps out?
Only one way to find out, isn't there? TARDIS. I'll help them shut the gates.
All right. You two follow me.
You never explained what this TARDIS was.
No.
That's where we're going?
Yes.
It's hard to explain. People tend not to believe you. Trust me, it's better if you just see it.
And it's safer than the fortress.
The doctor thought it was our only chance. I'm willing to trust him.
The doctor?
He's a good man. He helped us get away.
Yes, so we have to help him back. It's the way it goes. I just wish I knew how.
So where is this secure thing?
Right here.
That hut?
Yes.
That wooden hut?
That's it. A blue shed.
I know it doesn't look like much.
Oh, I thought we had a hope. I thought we might survive. Have you been lying to me?
No, Christoph, please. I need you to believe in me. I need you to look inside.
Why? What could possibly be inside that could make things better?
Everything? It's hard, is it? It's sort of like Santa's sack, I suppose. You'd be amazed at what we can fit in there. Please.
Oh, all right.
Good.
Oh, goodness.
And what about you, Maria? Do you want to look as well?
You look troubled.
The more I hear, the less I follow. A metal box on wheels that moves. That I tried to accept. At the very least. Now you tell me of a box where the interior is larger than the exterior.
I can see how these things might seem fanciful.
They seem like impossibilities.
You believe in miracles, don't you?
You ask me to take too much on trust. I do not know you. I know not who or what you are.
That's fair. Oh, I'm as recovered... as I'll ever be, I suppose.
No. You are weak. You must rest.
Oh, I don't have time to rest. I'm not sure I have much left. I need to end this now. I told you I'd show you proof. It's time. I need you to come with me. I can finish the story on the way.
The exertion might kill you.
Then help me, please. Maybe this will take my life, but that's nothing. If I don't go, it'll be so much worse for so many more people.
Where would you have me take you?
It's not far. Not far at all. I need to show you something.
What?
A miracle.
body! Here! I think those gates will stop us.
We'll give it a go!
The crap has let nothing stand in its way!
They'll break through soon enough! Get the crossbeam down!
I don't believe it. I still don't believe it.
That's the TARDIS for you.
But how does it do that?
Matt, apparently. I'm not the best person to ask.
Who is?
My friend, the Doctor. He knows everything about it. If the Doctor was here, we wouldn't have to just hide in there. We could fly it away, too. Get free.
It flies.
In a way.
We could escape.
He's the only one who knows how to pilot it. I've watched the launch procedure. That's simple enough. We could take off, but I'm not sure we could actually direct it anywhere. We might not ever come back.
I couldn't do that. Not when my family might still be down there.
Exactly. But it's virtually impregnable. Even if we can't leave, it could keep us safe until we have a solution.
I might have an idea about that.
Oh?
You see, I know why this is all happening.
All right, that's not going to hold them for long. Follow me!
Who put you in charge?
Circumstances! We don't have time for an election!
Liv!
Helen! Is the TARDIS open?
Christoph's waiting inside to take people in. But you need to hear this. Maria has something she wanted to say.
Oh?
Yes! Yes, this is all my fault.
No, no, not this. I told you before, it isn't.
It really is. I wished for this.
Oh. Sorry. What was that?
I wished for this.
Right, you think that's actually a thing?
Yes! Shafranek, he was so cruel. And this man on the street, he said he could grant me a wish. He wouldn't let me have my father back, so I wished that the Krampus was real.
Actually, there was a guy on the street offering wishes, now you mention it.
You see?
What am I saying? No, this is absurd.
Is it really more absurd than the things we usually deal with? I think it might be a possibility. It's certainly the only explanation we've got at the moment.
That's using the word explanation really broadly. Helen, wishes don't come true.
And giant goat demons don't tend to stomp around the cities of Europe, throwing everyone into hell. In the circumstances, I'm willing to suspend my disbelief.
All right then, I'm game. I mean, it's not like we've got any better ideas.
The Doctor said bad ideas were his favourite kind.
Yeah, he can spin them into gold. But we're not him.
Then we have to do the best we can.
Right then. Maria, this man who might have granted you the wish, would you recognise him again, if you saw him?
I think so.
And is he in the fortress with us?
I haven't seen him, no.
Okay, then you're coming with me.
What? What are you doing?
If a wish got us into this, a wish can get us out. We'll head back down into the city. Fingers crossed it'll be pretty empty. Most of the imps must be outside the gates by now.
But how will you get down there? They're blocking the only way out.
Correction, the only way out by road. There's a cable railway down the other side of the fortress. I remember seeing it. It might still work.
Gambling your life on a mite. It's business as usual, isn't it? All right, then. I'll shepherd people into the TARDIS. If you can find him, see what you can do with this wish-granter.
I'll do my best. I won't lie. I'm not massively optimistic.
We've been in worse situations than this. Have faith. Look after yourself. Come back alive.
You too. Come on, Maria.
Please, sit down. Rest for a while.
I can rest when this is over. It's not far.
You said that when we left. And yet, now even I am weary.
Well, if I'd said it was a bit of a trek, you probably wouldn't have let me do it. But now I mean it. It really is not far.
What is?
My transportation. This was the closest I could get. I couldn't risk trying again.
I don't understand.
I'm not sure you ever will. Look, I just didn't have the time to wait for perfection. It took long enough locating you in the first place. You're a really hard man to find.
I have never attempted to hide.
I know that. It's just there's surprisingly little information about you out there. Oh.
Dear lady.
Oh.
Are you all right? This is foolishness. I should never have let you leave.
No, it's fine. We're here.
I'm sorry?
We've arrived. Look over there.
A blue hut. You talked of a blue hut.
I did, didn't I? Isn't that a coincidence? We're going inside it now. You know what we'll find? Try not to be too surprised.
What are you doing?
Trying to start the drive for the pulley. Make sure the rope's tight. Keep the door open. When it starts, it'll drop. I'll need to hop on. I won't have much time.
I don't think they've got it.
On my way.
Hurry. The rope's draining.
Yeah.
That was close.
Whoa. Quicker than you expect, isn't it?
Yes.
Look, Maria, even if this is your fault, in a purely pragmatic, literal sense, it isn't really your fault. You know that, don't you?
I don't understand.
Shafranek was horrible to you. That's why you did this. You'd lost your father, and that's a difficult time for anyone. Believe me, I know. It breaks you. It changes you in all manner of ways you couldn't expect. So if you lashed out a bit when Shafranek acted that way, that's only natural. Anybody would. You'd never have made the wish at all if he'd acted like a human being in the first place. You want to blame anyone? Blame him.
That doesn't help.
Maybe it will, in time. Just remember, you didn't know what was going to happen. How could you? Whereas he knew that he'd cause you misery if he kicked you out.
Yes, but it's got out of control. I've lost my mum now as well.
Then we'd better find a way to bring her back, hadn't we? Oh, here we go. Ground floor. Let's do it.
Bruno, it's all right. Really, it's all right.
No, it's not. To think I caused so much hurt, so much pain.
Well, you don't have to, don't you see? This is why I've shown you all this, to make that clear. One man can make a difference, more than they could ever know.
So we can stop this. I can make all this unhappen.
Not exactly. It's not as simple as that. You can't rewrite the past. Everything that happened must happen. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
So you're saying I still have to do it?
Not exactly. I'm saying that there are loopholes, ways and means of bending the rules. You've caused a great deal of pain. But that doesn't mean you can't cause happiness. Now, come on, we should probably go.
You're taking me home?
I'm taking you home. Don't worry, I can finish the story on the way. We must have pretty much caught up by now as it is.
Oh, put a sock in it, would you? We get it.
The wish man was just down here.
Yeah, now you point it out to me, I remember. There's the glue vine stand. Funny, the streets look really different when they're this empty.
I thought there'd be more imps.
No point in them hanging around. They must have taken everyone in the city, meaning they're probably all attacking the fortress. They'd better leave Helen alone or there'll be trouble.
Do you think this girl'll still be in the same place?
Well, probably not. If he was trying to avoid those creatures too, but it's the best place to start. Although, actually, it seems as if he's trying to make me look like an idiot.
That's him.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Oi, you!
Ah! Do we perhaps have an unsatisfied customer? No exchanges, no refunds.
I want this stopped. I take it back.
I did warn you to be careful.
I warned you.
I didn't expect all this.
Really? I gave you exactly what you wanted.
So you are saying you did this? That you're responsible for all this?
I would not go that far. I do as others ask. I consider myself a facilitator.
I wish for it all to be undone. I wish that my city was back the way it was before.
I'm afraid not. That fails on two counts. Firstly, you get one wish, no more, and yours have been used.
No!
All right then, I wish that. What she said.
Which still fails the second count. You cannot use your wish to unwrite a previous one. What would be the point of that? Have you not read the stories? If you did not desire it to happen, then you should have chosen better the first time.
Right. Can you guess what I'm wishing now?
I can. And I would take care not to vocalise it. It would be a pity to waste a wish, particularly when you will have need of one soon.
Eh?
I hope the imps take you, drag you away. They should. You're worse than everyone they've stolen.
They don't even know I'm here. As will shortly be proved true. I think they finally caught your scent.
Oh, wonderful.
Then it's time to close our doors too.
Will that hold the imps back?
I hope so. As I understand it, which admittedly isn't to a great degree, it should be quite difficult for them. You see, we're not exactly in Salzburg anymore.
We're not? Then where are we?
Yes, that's rather a tougher question than you think. I probably ought to check the scanner.
Wow, that's what's happening outside.
They're getting closer. Let's see.
No! No, calm down. They're just trying to get in. We always knew that was going to happen.
Oh, that doesn't sound very good.
It doesn't, does it?
Oh, I think they're managing it. I think they're pushing the doors open.
But that's impossible.
It should have been impossible, you see. The doors aren't just doors. They're a gateway between dimensions. You can't simply force them apart. And yet the imps seem to be doing precisely that. Well, you've gone a bit quiet.
Oh, wondrous temple. Oh, magical example of God's power.
Yes, good, isn't it? Let me see now. I've got to concentrate.
To think I doubted you. To think I did not believe.
It's understandable, I suppose.
That noise. What is it?
Now, don't be cross with me.
Cross? Why would I be cross?
I didn't tell you, but we're going on a bit of a journey, that's all.
A journey? We're not moving.
I can see why you might think that. Now, I think I got the destination right, but it's so hard to be sure.
Where are we going?
We're going to save the day.
Doctor down!
You shall, and you will burn with him!
Is this what you meant about saving my wish? Where's he gone? The guy who caused all this!
Well, he's over... No! What's happened? He's vanished!
Your eternal damnation must begin! Come!
Sorry, Doctor! I'm really close! Helen's doing better!
I don't think those doors will hold long.
If even the TARDIS can't keep them out, we need another plan.
What? They're unstoppable. We don't need a plan. We need a miracle.
Look, Yes. Yes, that's exactly what we do need, isn't it? Could I do it? I mean, I've watched him often enough.
What are you talking about?
Can't take the risk with anyone else, though. Odds and ends draw. Here!
Are you looking for something?
The doctor said the TARDIS has seatbelts. He tends not to use them, but then there are a lot of TARDIS functions he tends not to use. Ah! Clips in here, then wear it like this. Well, it's not the most secure thing I've ever worn. Just hope it lasts long enough. Spanner as a weapon, maybe? It'll have to do.
Does everyone need one of those belts?
No, because I'm the only person that's leaving.
What?
I'm really sorry, Christoph, but you're going to have to trust me.
Doctor, Twig, you're opening the doors.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Oh, Helen!
Don't fight. Just go with them. It's your only chance.
You must join your friends, Helen Sinclair.
Not quite yet, thank you.
Please, you've got to help us.
I'm trying to.
No, don't let me go. No, Helen, what have you done?
Keep back! Stop fighting! You can't win! We'll get you in the end!
Maybe, but I've got to try! Right, I think that might be all the people gone.
Come to me, sinners all. Come to the Krampus.
Yeah, we're on our way.
Here they are.
Wow, you've really committed to this hellfire and brimstone thing, haven't you?
Oh my, they created that.
In a roundabout way.
Liv, Maria.
Christoph, they got you too.
They got everyone in the fortress. They're unstoppable.
Helen, where's Helen? I can't see Helen!
She abandoned us.
No.
She let the imps take us. Then that box of yours vanished with her inside.
She wouldn't leave.
Well, she's not here now.
Come to me. Let the flames consume you.
Time to burn.
Is this it? Is this the end?
No. No, Helen wouldn't run out. She'd have had a plan.
Hell awaits you, evil ones. Hey.
If she does, I really hope she gets up with it!
Please, no! Don't!
Doomed! We're utterly doomed!
Welcome to an eternity of torture!
The doctor gonna be singing in there, is he? Come on, Helen, please! Please, the doctor had faith in us and I've got faith in you! Don't let me down! You never have before! Oh, hell! Yes! Yes, I was right!
What's that noise?
Salvation!
Oh, that's the sound the box made when he left.
I knew she'd come back. We knew it! Get off me! Oh! Helen!
No!
Doctor!
Help! Please help!
What in... Where am I? What was... Oh, Father, protect me.
Helen, I... Who are you? You're not Helen.
What is this place? What is that demon?
Oh, is this Salzburg? Did I get it right? Oh, yes.
Oh, Helen.
Oh. What have you done? You have brought me to a place of monsters.
Helen, is that you?
Liv. Oh, I'd almost forgotten what you looked like. I'd started to think maybe you and the doctor were a dream.
Yes, I can see it in your eyes. It's you.
Oh.
What happened? You've grown old.
Flying the TARDIS. It's harder than he makes it look. It took me a bit of time to figure out how to do it. Quite a lot of time, actually. A lot of trial and error.
Take me away from here, please.
What, 30-odd years? 40 of working it out?
I couldn't give up on you. I couldn't give up on either of you.
But why? What were you doing?
Finding him.
Him? You? Who are you?
I am but a humble bishop. And I want to escape from this nightmare.
He is the only person who can stop the Krampus. Get him... Get him to tell it his name.
His name?
Please. Oh, I must rest now.
Helen. Helen, are you all right?
Do you know her? Can you take me home?
The imps. They're holding back. Like they know something. And the Krampus has gone a bit quiet.
Please. I beg of you.
No, I beg of you. You heard what she said. Tell it your name.
My name is not important. I'm a simple man.
She thinks it's important. And I have a great deal of faith in what she says. Tell it your name.
What can I do against that monster?
Try. That's all any of us do. Please, try.
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
Come no closer, wicked man.
I am no wicked man. I am a good man, a kind man, a generous man.
All are wicked.
No, I do not believe that. I believe that there is the potential for good in each of us.
Who are you?
I am Nicholas, Bishop of Myra.
No.
Beyond that, I am no one.
A bishop called Nicholas?
No, that's not possible.
Nicholas, as in...
Yes, all the way from Asia Minor in the 4th century. I searched for him so long, decades.
And brought him here.
What can fight a myth but another part of that myth? He's not quite what I expected.
Are you the creature I have heard is called the Krampus?
I am.
You steal away people in the night?
Those that have gone wrong, I do.
No. No! If that is true, what you do is wrong, not them. It is evil.
What I do is right and just.
That is not the way of our Lord. Our Lord forgives. Our Lord does not punish. He turns the other cheek.
Forgiveness can only last so long.
But love can last forever. And it is always stronger than hate. I defy you, Krampus.
No!
I defy your servants, these denizens of hell.
No!
I am stronger than they because I have love in my heart. Love for all mankind.
You are nothing! No one!
And you are less than nothing. These men and women you take, they are good people. Truly good people. You are not worthy to even do so much as clean their feet.
No!
Give them back. Please, let them go free.
No! Let me take their souls.
None may take a soul except the Lord our God. None may sit in judgment other than He. Give them back.
me go. I think I'm free.
Yes, me too.
Release all those you have taken.
Helen, I think it's working.
The people! They're coming back!
Maria! Maria, is that you?
Girl! The things I've seen!
Yes! Yes! Thank you, Krampus!
Christoph! My boy!
You're back! You're both back!
All of them! All of them, now!
What have I just... What was all...
Oh, well... It's a relief.
Doctor!
Liv? And Helen? I knew I could trust you two. She done something different with her hair.
Doctor, I think she's dying.
What?
Restore this city! Leave it as it was! Leave it and never come back! In the Father's name, I command you! Go!
Gone.
The Krampus, the imps, the gates of hell, they're all gone.
I think I need to lie down now.
But I don't understand. How can she be dying?
Because she's got a lot older since you've been gone.
But you haven't?
No. Can you really not see that?
Doctor.
Hello, Helen.
So, it worked, did it? Did I save everyone?
I think so. I mean, I'm back, aren't I?
Looks like it did, yeah.
I thought I could work out how to fly the TARDIS. I study ancient languages. How hard could it be? Quite hard, apparently.
Remarkable. That is remarkable. Very few humans could pull off a feat like that.
Traces of Kalira's influence, do you think?
No, I think she's just really, really smart. You're an impressive woman, Helen Sinclair.
Thank you, Doctor. I did my best.
No, don't do this. I'm not losing you.
Helen, don't do anything stupid now. Helen, Liv, can you help?
She's very weak. She can't have long. Doctor, we can't let her go. We can't.
But what can we do? There's nothing. If she's dying of old age, even I can't turn that back. We can't just wish she was young again.
Oh, of course. That's exactly what we can do.
What do you mean?
You knew this was going to happen. You said I'd want to save one wish. Well, I'm using it now. I want my friend back, okay? I want my lovely, beautiful, clever friend back. I want her just as she was. I want her here and I want her now. That's what I want. That's my wish. Give it to me.
Liv, I...
Just wait, Doctor, just wait.
What's happening?
I'm not entirely sure. Yes!
Oh, that's wonderful.
Liv? Doctor? I feel strange.
You're back. You're here. You're back.
That's funny. Usually I'm watching this sort of thing from the other side.
I didn't think I was gone anywhere.
And you'll never be gone. Not if we can help it. Happy Christmas, Helen. Happy Christmas.
What happened?
Where did that monster come from?
It's a bit hard to explain.
I'm sorry, Mum. I'm so, so sorry.
What? What are you sorry about? You've done nothing wrong.
Oh, if only you knew.
Is that what awaits me? Those hellish fires?
Mr. Shafranek?
I reverse my decision. All rents henceforth reduced. Halved.
You may all live there as long as you wish.
What?
Ah, you're back.
As is the snow.
I think I preferred it when the river was boiling and it was all heated by the fires of hell.
Well, you're a cynic, aren't you? Any luck?
No sign of him anywhere.
Our mysterious granter of wishes has vanished into the ether.
So you've no idea who he was?
Well, could have been an alien. Several species have the ability to bend reality. And they've definitely visited Earth. This is where the idea of the genie comes from. Or maybe some advanced technology got lost in time and he stumbled across it. You never know. It's possible.
There is another alternative, though, isn't there?
Oh?
That, perhaps, there's a little magic left in the world.
Yes. You know, Helen, I think I like that explanation most of all.
I certainly think there is.
At this time of the year, I'm not sure I can really disagree. Why not?
Well, there's certainly a bit of magic happening through there. Come on, now you've got your coats off. Lunch is nearly ready.
Oh, did we miss the crackers? I love crackers.
Don't worry, there's plenty left.
A welcome home gift from Mr. Shafranek. It came with the contracts.
He followed through on that, did he?
And then some. The rent's so much cheaper than it was before.
It's funny how a visit to the pits of hell can change a man, wouldn't you say?
Oh, sit down, join us.
Yes, you never really went into much detail about that, did you?
And I would rather not, if it's all the same to you.
Yes, probably not the best idea. I'll be dishing up in a moment.
That's brilliant.
Dear ladies, I am grateful for your offering of lodgings overnight. Your kindness is wondrous, but I cannot possibly impose on you further by taking your food.
Oh, it's all right. There's plenty. Franz Shafranek donated that too.
Yes, have as much as you like. It is a feast day, after all.
A feast day?
Yes, the Feast of Saint... Actually, it's not really important whose feast day it is. Just enjoy the food, yes?
Yes, I shall.
Maria, isn't it? They tell me you live in Salzburg and you're actually called Maria.
Yes, I am.
And you were responsible for what happened?
Not exactly. It's complicated.
But you fixed it, Liv. You and Helen fixed it. You must give me all the details later. I'm still not quite sure how that happened. I mean, how did you solve the problem?
No, Doctor, don't. Just don't.
Here we are. Roast turkey.
I think now I understand the joke.
Pity we have to go.
Yes, but we do need to get Nicholas here back to his own time. Things could go awfully badly if we don't do that.
Doctor, who is the man in the red suit with the white beard? I feel I should know him. His picture is everywhere. It is somehow familiar, this place. It's so confusing.
It's a vision. Just think of it as a vision. It'll be easier that way.
A vision. A vision, I can understand. Yes.
I just wish they could have had a happier ending, really.
Who?
Maria and Antonia. They still lost a father. Lost a husband.
But did they? You know, I looked it up. They say he jumped into the river and was swept away, but that's just because that's what his note said he'd do.
What?
What do you mean?
Nobody ever found the body. I mean, nobody wants a tragedy at Christmas.
Oh, one of them must have left something. I'll answer that.
No, no, you keep posting. I'll get it. Did you leave something behind? Oh.
Only the most precious things in my life. Oh, my love.
Bruno? Bruno, what? But how?
Maria! Maria, are you here?
Daddy! Oh, Daddy, you're back! Oh!
Yes. Yes, and I'm never going anywhere again. Oh, I love you both so much.
Stop, Bruno, stop, stop.
Keep back, keep back. I'm going to do it. I'll jump.
I know you want to, but it's the biggest mistake you will ever make.
I have to save my family.
You won't. Come with me. I will show you what happens. I will show you how much you mean to this world. I will show you what it's like when you're gone.
What? Who are you?
Who am I? Think of me as your guardian angel.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Ravenous 2, Fairy Tale of Salzburg by John Dorney. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann. Livchenka, Nicola Walker. Helen Sinclair, Hattie Morahan. Pilgrim, Shan Phillips. Bishop, Rad Rawi. Antonio Werner, Kate Duchin. Maria Werner, Susan Hingley. Christoph, Ewan Goddard. Bruno, Robert Whitelock. Shafranek, Jamie Newell. Voltraud Rater, Carla Mendoza. Inga, Kate Rossen. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Director, Ken Bentley. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.